It's 28 minutes to 9 on Breakfast. Let's get the headlines now from James Carlton.
Good morning, Fran. Australia has formally recognised the opposition Syrian National Coalition as the voice of all Syrians. Foreign Minister Bob Carr made the announcement on this program earlier.
We are able to say to the world that we too recognise the Syrian Opposition Council, the so-called National Coalition, which we believe has a responsibility to develop further its political structure and improve its internal unity and build a common vision for Syria. But we recognise that as the legitimate voice of the Syrian people.
Politicians on both sides of federal parliament have criticised the ferocity of the coalition campaign to discredit crossbench MP Peter Slipper over unfounded allegations of sexual harassment. Australian actor Robert Hughes has just arrived in Sydney after being extradited from London overnight in connection with child sex allegations. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea's rocket launch but has stopped short of taking any action. And WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has announced he wants to form a WikiLeaks political party and run for the Senate in next year's federal election. But first he has to get out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He gave an interview to Philip Adams last night. You can hear it on the Late Night Live website. Capital city weather for the day ahead. Sydney, sunny, 26 degrees. Melbourne, 35 degrees. Possible late shower. Brisbane, 27 degrees, a few showers. Perth, 25, a few storms and showers. Adelaide, 38 degrees, possible shower. Hobart, 29 degrees, a few afternoon showers. Canberra is 30 degrees, partly cloudy. And Darwin is expected to have an afternoon shower or storm with a maximum of 34 degrees.
Thanks very much, James.